Hey everyone! Welcome to the Hopecast, Stories Under the Stars, brought to you by the Hope Project UP Manila.
We're your camping buddies, Rina, the seeker,
Juja, the teller,
and Ali, the follower.
And just like any camping trip, we need a place to settle in and set our tents.
So, in our previous episode, we had fun talking about the types of people you meet in HP with our guest Tia. And it was actually super fun reminiscing all the memories we had with our fellow THPs as we carry out our advocacy. So, this week, our guest speaker, he represents an organization that is very special to the Hope Project's heart. Now, I believe the link between our orgs is actually what makes the experience even more enriching for both our members. So, our guest today, he's a fourth-year AB Management Economics student, and he was the former External Advocacy Officer. Please welcome our guest, Mr. Kurt Rivera from Kite Ateneo.
Wow. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Yay. Okay. Thank you so much for giving us your time on a Sunday and joining us for this episode. So, before we start, Kite is actually a word that's commonly used in our org. We always jump at the chance to partner with you guys. Like, you are our go-to partners. So, there may be those who are still unfamiliar for our listeners. So can you give us a brief intro about what Kite is, maybe your advocacy or history? Yeah.
Oh, so Kite is an organization that caters to pediatric patients, specifically chronically ill pediatric patients. And I guess what differs us from other orgs is we use this system called Child Life Program. What is the Child Life Program? The Child Life Program is providing psychosocial support to the pediatric patients. And I guess in layman's terms, or if we try to simplify it, psychosocial support is just being there for them. And I guess what we do as volunteers, play with them, make them laugh, smile, or even just be with them. So, yeah, I guess that's what Kite does. And hopefully along the way, we discover a lot of hope along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same sentiments then. And okay, that actually brings me to my next point. We are super similar. Like, we may not know it, but like in more ways than what we know, we're actually super similar to you guys. I mean, you call it CLP, right?
Yes.
Child Life Program. And we also have CLPs, Child Life Party.
Child Life Party. It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I get it though.
Did you know na we were supposed to be Kite UPM?
Why wasn't it tuloy?
Yeah, so the Hope Project, actually, you guys were first, so it was inspired by you, Kite Ateneo. And you're supposed to be Kite UPM, but if I'm not mistaken, it has to do with our partner institutions or our beneficiaries. Because PGH isn't a KFI,
not a partner hospital.
Yeah. So we just rebranded to the Hope Project. But anyway, yeah, we're still pretty very much alike. And
yes.
Ayun. We've met with like Silo Hugo and Alco.
Yeah.
And it's just so amazing because when we discuss our project, it's literally the same thing. Like, super, like, we have the same things. We just call it different names. But,
names, yeah.
Yeah, but then the whole nature of it is the same, and it's just so cool now. So that's why we...
It's funny how you mentioned Hugo and Alexis. They were my partners last year.
Really? Yeah, so, yeah, and also Janelle. Sorry, shout out to Janelle.
Yeah, Janelle was my IC naman. So I'm really close to the people you're talking to.
Wait, IC is?
Individual consultation. So it's like the buddy system. So we keep track of the members' parang growth, progress, parang someone to talk to. So they get close to someone in kahit parang ganun.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I just love how you're so close with each other. And, you know, when we first met with Alco and Janelle,
yeah,
it just felt like we were friends now, God. You're just so nice and welcoming. And, yeah, for you too. It's just, I think it's the culture naman talaga.
Yeah, it's really the vibe.
The vibe. Yeah, I mean, exactly. So, that's really great. Okay, so I just want to talk about like our past collabs. But then we just started collabing last year,
I think. I think it was Kepihan.
Oh yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah, when did you go there?
Oh, I had another meeting. Pero I was yeah. I know about it, syempre, because I'm part of the same department.
Right.
The advocacy department. So, ayun. Focusing on Santa's Little Helpers right now for Christmas.
All right. I signed up for that.
Oh, wow. Okay, see you there.
I mean, because, yeah, Judah is there. But then I also signed up for the digital art workshop.
Oh.
Tala lang. Share ko lang.
Okay. I'll see you there.
Will you go to the first two also?
I think I'm hosting the last event.
Oh, what? I would have... Can I still sign up? I would go to support you.
Yeah, wow, okay. You can. I think so. I think today's
okay, I'll just check. I hope so.
I'm not sure.
Is that the calligraphy?
I'm not sure.
It's okay. Okay, anyway, I'd sign up anyway.
Yeah. Okay, I'll see you.
I'll see you. Okay, that's exciting. Alright, so... Oh, okay. Speaking of events and seeing each other, I hope you can go to the Hope Express. I don't know if they mentioned anything about it, but yeah, if you want, it's our Christmas party, so it's open to the public, to anyone. So yeah, kaiters are very much welcome. So you hope you guys can meet
the Hope Express.
Yeah,
give them a name.
that's our standard, because that's the one of the main CLPs, like every December, it's always called the Hope Express. And then, yeah, we just changed themes, but that's our standard name.
Which
established
it. The Hope Express. Love it. Okay.
All right. So, anyway, let's move on to our main topic of this episode, cancer-related stigma. And it may seem like a bit heavy, but I think this needs to be talked about, especially among people like us who are members of orgs like KITH and THP. And okay, stigma in this case, just so you know, it's the perception of the person affected by cancer as different from the norm. And reality is, not a lot of us may know, and our listeners, but this perception, it can lead to a loss of status, or like an identity crisis, or the feeling of rejection, or even isolation, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure you have a pretty good idea of this issue, and maybe even witnessed something like this, or would you know anyone personally who feels this way, or so let us know what you think about it.
Okay. So siguro and Kaif, I've met a lot of kids na. And I guess the common misconception is, like, for example, pediatric patients na kids, like, sa Kaif. Siguro the common misconception that people, or like, quote-unquote outsiders think about our kids, or they're just somewhat depressed, or they're just sitting, they're just there.
Mm-hmm.
For some days it may be true, but for other days, or all days,
yeah,
and at the end of each day, there's still kids,
yeah,
who you can play with, who you can laugh with, who you can be with,
yeah,
just be with, parang ganun. And I guess it parang for me, the idea na it's kind of like, I don't know, kasi cancer is such a difficult illness to have, and there's no denying na, I don't even know, like, there's no denying na there's also a possibility of that.
Yes.
And I guess with the number of kids I've met in Kaif, none of them made it seem like it was kind of like a dead end for me.
I agree. Thinking about this topic, like, I'm glad you mentioned something about depression, because at first, like, first thing that came into mind wasn't that. It was actually more of, I didn't think depression, but just like nakakaawa in general,
yeah,
like yung the public, and which I think we can do better. Kasi, and like what you said, you know, the meeting the kids, they don't make it seem like they're going through that. I mean, is that what you were saying? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's not even obvious. And my point is, it's so much more than their condition.
Yeah.
And I think it's something we can learn from them talaga. I don't know, pero in my experience, like, it's just always happy. You wouldn't even know. I mean, aside from like their physical appearance. But then it's like their personality, their attitude towards it. It's not even obvious. Personally kasi, in my personal experience, my mom, I don't know if I should.
You can go. Okay, it's
what?
Up to you if you want to share.
No, I can share, but then
okay,
it's like off track now.
It's okay.
But okay, yeah, for the sake of context, my mom, and like how much I understand, but because like you'll never know how it feels like. But then anyway, yeah, my mom had breast cancer, and it's just, I just see how like they don't want to be labeled as that.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important na we should just not now we disregard it, but we see past it. Like, we see more, so much more in them than just their illness.
Yeah.
So,
and I think another thing, parang people think na the volunteers are doing heroic work just because we're working with sick kids. Parang for me, you're just being there, and there's nothing heroic about it. Being a volunteer isn't being a martyr. Like, sometimes you do lose kids, and that hurts a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, oh god. Pero there's, I don't know, like, it's nothing. Not naman nothing special, but more of like nothing extra.
Don't like put it on a pedestal or anything.
Yeah, because I hate it like when people are naawa, because that already puts the person you're naawa about.
I know.
But, like, when I see these kids, they're just with me. They're like friends or like even nephews or little siblings.
Right? Okay. Like when you, like what you said, I don't like it when, like, naawa sila. Kasi, okay, for me, let's say I'm crying and I'm sad and someone gives me the pity look. Yeah. It makes you feel even worse, diba? So, that's, I think this also goes along the lines of what you should not say to cancer patients or anyone who's going through a tough time in general.
Yeah.
But, it's enough na they're going through what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't add to that. And okay, so before I move on to my next point, do you wanna say anything else? No.
Yeah. I think
it's okay, no. You
I
know.
Think we can go through a lot naman with other questions. Right. Yeah.
So I think we can from this point we can talk about how we can do better. Like for our listeners, what can we share, like if you like advice or from our experience, what can you do better or how can you be better?
Wow, that's handling a tough question.
okay. Did I put you on the spot?
Yeah, it's okay. I guess not naman advice, but more of like people should know at least about what it is. I think it starts from knowing before we understand, right? Like we have to at least try to delve deeper into the topic, I guess. So parang at least reading yung mga infographics na because a lot of people just skip it, honestly. Pero,
yeah.
I mean, if we were to be honest, like, even though we post a lot of infographics, ganun, parang ganun, we don't really look into it. We just go past it.
Yeah.
And I guess another thing would be, I don't know, look child life program or child life services. I think it's an interesting topic, even though you have no interest in med or anything, like therapeutic play. It's a lot of interesting things that you're gonna learn. Maybe not just to apply to the sector that KAYETH and THP serves, but also for yourself. Parang, I think it applies to all of us, like this therapeutic play. We all have our own versions, our own methods of this method. So, parang ganun.
I agree with you. It really starts with our knowledge. And, right, even if, okay, let's say you follow orgs like ours and you come across a lot of infographics about chronic illnesses. But then I think the best way to avoid things like these is to just know about it. Like I hope you guys find the responsibility, or I just generally hope you guys are curious about these certain conditions na you yourself make the effort to learn about it, research about it, you know about it. Cause you know, if you don't, okay, let me collect my thoughts. Yeah, I think the source or like the root of why these misconceptions exist is they don't know and they don't know what they're going through. So even some people may be quick to judge or make assumptions about it. So anyway, let me just add. I just thought about it. Cause what I feel so deeply about is when people, okay, when people say, like, I feel so sorry for you, I feel so bad for you. Because, like, Dubai mentioned about how, what we shouldn't say to people who are going through a tough time. Because I posted this story on IG, like, Sadomko, and I ranted about, like, how you should say, like, I feel so sorry for you, I feel so bad for you. Because that makes you, like, 10 times. I don't know if someone has someone ever told that. Has someone ever said that to you?
To me? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you do. And it sucks. Don't know.
I don't know.
It really does. And, okay, anyway, my point is, I just think we need to be a source of support rather than just, like, if you guys are wondering, like, if you have trouble with, like, what to say to people, I think you can just, one good thing is to listen. And anyway, just, it's easy to learn. Like, you can just search it up, like, what not to say to people who are going through a tough time. And it doesn't take much of your day to know about it.
And also, I think not saying anything is also an option. And just being there. I think in most cases, that works wonders. Parang ganun. Like,
it really does. Yeah, most of the time, people are just looking for someone to listen.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. Is there anything you want to add or like you want to talk about? You can start a conversation if you want.
Okay. I'm curious about your experience with our kids. Like, is there any standout experience that made you fall in love with this advocacy even more?
Oh, I see. Okay. You know, first, like, I once was guilty of this pity look. It was, I think it was, like, my first hospital visit. Although I made sure not to show it to the kids mismo. But, like, when we were outside, like, by the entrance pa lang ng Cancer Institute, like, I just couldn't help it. I just felt so sad. And I don't think I was able to mask my emotions. But anyway, yeah, that... Because I joined the Hope Project wanting to, like, join an org with an advocacy in general. Because it wasn't like I fell in love, like, after my first hospital visit. Like, before joining THP pa lang, I was in love with the volunteerism already. Because my church, we have, like, an outreach program then every summer. And we help kids also. We teach them lessons. Parang summer school. So, ayun, that's, like, nung first year pa lang, I wanted to join an org like that. So, it wasn't like I knew the whole project na as THP. But I was just looking for an org na ganun. And so, yun. And this program we have in my church, like, I was, ano pa lang, before high school pa lang din. And I was also, my parents also helped in it. And, like, me, myself, I was a student. Like, I joined the kids then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my parents would bring me and I would join the kids in the lessons and the activities. So, it was really more pa talaga. So, how about you?
Oh, me? I think I joined for the babaw reason of just wanting to be with, like, play with kids, parang ganun.
Yeah, yeah.
But, of course, it's not the reason why I stayed. Kasi parang as you go through each visit, parang you discover a lot more. Parang as you go into the depths of what you can possibly discover in this advocacy, it just goes deeper and deeper because you can never fully understand the whole gravity of it all. Parang ganun. So, for me, I guess, what made me want to stay was because I met this kid. Parang it was my goal for each week to visit him, and I'm not gonna say the name.
Oh, the certificate.
Yeah, so parang I met him on my second semester as a Kaether. And
mm-hmm.
As in, that was the first time Kaether, then I just met him second semester. Then, ayun, like at first, he was really close to the idea, like, of having someone visit. Like, when I entered the room, si Ate Aida, yung isa sa mga CLCs ng AFP, she brought me into a room, tapos sabi niya, oh, ikaw, punta ka dito, kailangan hindi ka lalabas ng kwarto na yan na hindi mo napapangiti yung batang yan. Yun yung sabi niya. And when I entered the room, wow, Ate Aida, thank you for a lot of the pressure. pero, when I entered, it wasn't like, wow, napangiti ka siya. No. He was lying down, facing up. Then, when I was talking to him na, he literally faced the wall. Like, umikot siya. Like, what do I do?
How was it?
So, nagpapapansin lang ako, like, I was jumping around, ganun. Or, whatnot, like, was making origami para mapansin niya. I'm just trying to poke his curiosity. Baka lumingon siya, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, naglaro kami, yung I'm gonna poke his palm, tapos he's gonna try to catch my finger, parang ganun. And, wala, we made, yun, eventually, napangiti ko siya. So, ayun, it wasn't his smile, but, it was something I realized na, why am I trying so hard? Parang ganun. Like, and it wasn't naman because, like, if it was like a normal day with my kunyari cousin na mas bata or something, will I try as hard? What's with it? Parang, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, what's with this? Kasi I also have other organizations that I'm part of that involve kids. Like, I teach kids also in another organization. And it's a very different interaction. And what's making me try here so much? And I guess I realized na eventually, like, as I visited him again and again, like, almost every week that I could have visited him, parang I saw it was a progression talaga of wanting to see him smile even more. Kasi not all visits were the same. Some visits, it wasn't happy at all. It was almost heartbreaking, if that's the word for it. Pero, some days kasi parang kakailangan siyang injectionan, and it's difficult. Parang, the things they go through, we can just imagine what it is like. And
you'll never know exactly. Yeah.
And I guess it's really teaching us, it sounds cliche and too cheesy, but it's teaching us how to love talaga. And I guess love is that highest form of generosity that we can give. It's that abstract thing that contains a lot. And parang, how can you love a stranger that much? Like, how can you be so attached to a kid you barely even know, and you just interact with in a few, like, in a short span of time? And I guess, yun talaga yung kaeth eh. Like, yung kaeth na we know of, na kaeth that manifests, that little moments of shared togetherness. Yeah. And yun, parang ganun. Like, I guess that's what really pulls you in. Pulls you right back.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yeah. When you said, like, you're wondering yourself now, why are you trying so hard? It made me think then to Lloyd, because I never asked myself the question. Because, we, as characters and as HPs, we have those times na it's hard to interact with the kids, right? Especially kung wala sila sa mood. And we have to be respectful and not to be too pushy. So, it's hard. It's hard to get their attention. And yeah, it's funny how, like, si Ate Aida.
Yeah.
She gave you that challenge, like, on the spot. So, anyway, I was wondering the same thing also. Like, why am I trying so hard? And I think you answered my question then. Like, I think it's just, it doesn't matter which kid, like, who it is. But
yeah,
then our kids, like, in general, we just love them. And yeah, that's why we want to, that's why we give so much effort into making them happy. And so, yeah. Thank you for sharing that story. And thank you for helping me realize things. Wow. I hope our listeners feel the same way.
Yeah,
it's true. I never asked myself that question. So, yeah, thank you for that. Okay, so I think we can end on a light note. Before we go, though, we have this thing. The hosts, we give an acronym of the day. The acronym of the day, it's just basically to sum up our learnings.
Yes.
And for me, I would just say it's literally just like letters, okay? I would say MPJT. More than just a condition. It doesn't make sense, but it's an acronym. So let's go with it. So it's more than just a condition. And I think that's what really stuck to me. But then, of course, for you, I want to ask right now, what gives hope?
What gives me
it
hope?
It doesn't have, it can be anything, something little, maybe. Me, what gives me hope is patapos na yung SEM. I'm just kidding. But, yeah. I'm just holding on to that little... Yeah, go ahead.
I guess what gives me hope at the top of my head is that one day I'm gonna get to see the people I want to see again. Because I've been locked in my freaking house for the longest time. So
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And yeah. Okay. We're supposed to end, but then I feel like that also, not only my friends, but the kids, diba?
Yeah. Of course.
So long. Hospital visits. Okay.
Short cuento lang, pero like
go.
I think this should be off the table. Pero, kasi yesterday we had an orientation with si Ate Carol and Ate Mai. And kinumusta ko si Ate Mai kasi PCMC was one of my hospitals na I visited a lot. And kinumusta ko. Ate, kamusta na po si Michael at Adele? Parang they're the kids I got close to. So sabi niya, si Michael... big boy na. Pero sadly, si Adele passed away. And I was in shock. Like, grabe. And I was just talking about it with my friend parang a week ago or two na, oh my God, I miss visiting na. I wanna see sila Michael again. Parang ganun.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that again. Thank you for making kwento. Thank you, Kurt. Or River. Yeah. Or wow. Kid. I like River.
River, River's okay, a nice you can call me River.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt, for joining
us. Yeah. Thank you also for inviting me.
For this insightful and eye opening talk. We have like.
Alright, thank you so much.
It's been a long and inspiring night for us, everyone. It's time to rest and prepare for another day. Again. This has been Juja, the teller,
Rina, the seeker,
and Ali, the follower. Tune back in next week for another episode of the Hopecast, Stories Under the Stars.
To find out more about us, you can check out the whole Project UP Manila on our social media platforms, linked in the description.
Always
and always
for the kids.
Bye! Bye.